This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're talking about hemp oil and its potential benefits as a supplement with an expert, Carl Germano. Carl has been right about a lot of things in the nutrition industry over his career of many decades. He wrote The Osteoporosis Solution in 1999, rolled out some very, very impressive information about things like Iproflavone and other cofactors, because we thought it was all just about calcium. He's also written in The Brain Wellness Plan, The Misled Athlete, Nature's Painkillers, which looks like it's due for revision, because I think when you wrote it, you weren't as attuned to the benefits of hemp oil for pain. He's a registered dietitian, certified nutrition specialist, and he has a master's degree in the field of nutrition, and is the vice president for Verdant Oasis, which is a quality hemp oil supplier. And Carl, I just wanted to mention something. I don't know if this has crossed your radar screen, but you know, a lot of people rely on NSAIDs for pain, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And of course, we know the serious drawbacks to these medications. They can cause stomach problems. They alleviate pain, but they don't arrest joint damage. In fact, some studies suggest that they may accelerate joint damage. And here's something new that I just learned about ibuprofen, or Motrin, as it's sometimes called. It lowers testosterone. Has that crossed your radar screen yet?
Yes. I saw the same work, which not a good thing for us males.
Exactly. But so think of all these athletes that are out there, and they, you know, I know athletes who say, oh, you know, I found the solution to my knee soreness or to my back soreness or my hip soreness is that every time I go for a run, I just take a couple of Advils, you know, and it's great. I can just run right through it. Well, in so doing, you know, they're killing their testosterone.
Yeah, well, the good news is there are alternatives. And, you know, along with phytocannabinoids that influence the endocannabinoid system, which controls inflammatory pathways, we have accessory compounds that work very well with phytocannabinoids. And I say this because there's an interesting block of data out there that shows that if you are omega-3 deficient, your endocannabinoid receptors are not as receptive, and those omega-3s are somewhat backbone structures to produce cannabinoids in our body. Wow. So what do we see when we look at the data published on people who are omega-3 deficient? Pain, inflammation, stress, anxiety. Exactly the same things we see in people who are endocannabinoid deficient. So a beautiful marriage to support endocannabinoid system and reduce inflammation is obviously fish oils and phytocannabinoids. In addition, when you look at the work on curcumin, we know curcumin is a potent anti-inflammatory as well, does other things, but there are some interesting new data on how it also influences the CB1 receptors in the body. So we're getting to see that there are certain accessory nutrients that have anti-inflammatory effects, omega-3s, curcumin, even vitamin D, that also influence our endocannabinoid system. So lo and behold, when we look at a protocol to address inflammation and pain in the body, I would include all of those plays, but obviously at the top of the list are the phytocannabinoids that truly support endocannabinoid functioning in the body. Now, pain and inflammation is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
When we look at the Sanjay Gupta pieces on children with epileptic seizures literally being cured with this material, to the United States government's patent on neuroprotective effects of cannabinoids, you get to understand that from a neurological standpoint, it is incredibly important to treat, not just for memory, but other neurologically oriented conditions as well in the body. But pain, inflammation, then we look at stress and anxiety, because the endocannabinoid system controls neurotransmission and excitatory aspects of what goes on in the brain. So pain, inflammation, stress and anxiety, insomnia. We know the endocannabinoid system helps to control a natural sleep cycle. Then we look at the eye. There's a whole endocannabinoid system in the eye for ocular health.
By the way, I've had patients who have just not responded to anything, melatonin, you name it, valerian, theanine, magnesium, all the natural things. And the only thing that they've responded to is CBD. And These are some patients who have suffered from insomnia for decades. And finally, CBD or, in a broad spectrum hemp oil product, because most CBD products invariably contain some other hemp oil constituents, those do the trick for them. And what's interesting about that is that, we're not looking for something that knocks you out, because, God forbid, if there's a fire in your apartment, or if you're, if you're called upon to deal with an emergency, you don't want to be in a coma. Like with many prescription sleep medications, become disoriented and groggy and unresponsive. You can maintain alertness, but your sleep quality is improved, and the time it takes you to fall asleep is reduced.
Right, and so we're not classically looking at these phytocannabinoids like CBD as sedatives. We're looking at them more to help control a normal sleep cycle in the body, and that's what's important. But one of the things that is not being spoken about, which is incredibly important to you and I, is the fact that your endocannabinoid system controls also or influences osteoclasts and osteoblasts. So when it comes to osteoporosis or any bone issues out there, other than the fact that we have the major players, the structural ones, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, the incredibly important sisters that bring calcium into bone, like menaquinone 7, vitamin D, magnesium. When it comes to bone health, just like we address in postmenopausal women the hormonal issues and why women go on estrogen and what have you, for a variety of reasons, but one of the ones that are directly related to bone health is the fact that estrogen influences osteoclasts and osteoblasts, the cells that break down bone, the cells that build up bone. And as we get older or postmenopausal women, the rate or the activity of osteoclasts, the ones that break down bone, exceed the ones that build up bone, the osteoblasts. Well, guess what? The data is clear, too, that the endocannabinoid system is incredibly important to maintain proper bone health by doing just that, influencing osteoclast and osteoblast activity. So, again, we all talk about pain and inflammation, very important. Yes, it has major effects. Stress and anxiety, very important. Eye health, neurological health, plenty of data, including the patent that the government has. And then you look at bone health as well. So you're looking at phytocannabinoids and the support of the endocannabinoid system touching some of the biggest categories of, especially for people with product development ideas, of where to place these phytocannabinoids and products to address some of the largest categories out there in the trade.
So I'm going to do a little bit of a lightning round with you and run some conditions by you and see if there's any applicability of cannabinoids. Migraines and chronic headaches.
100%. There are several published papers showing that, and these were done primarily in women, that women with migraines have significantly lower levels of anandamide, and also has been shown to have significantly lower levels of anandamide in the cerebrospinal fluid. There's a direct relationship with the migraine headaches to the amount of anandamide in the body. And as we mentioned, anandamide is one of two cannabinoids we produce that touch all these receptors. And again, when you look in the brain, anandamide plays major functional roles in movement, coordination, neurotransmission. I mean, the list goes on and on as it's affecting various parts of the brain. And so the data is clear that people with migraines will do very well with phytocannabinoids in their protocol.
Ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease.
This is also a no-brainer. You know, when you look at the intestinal tract, inflammation of the intestinal tract does so much damage to the body. But when you look at the classical diseases like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease and what have you, we're talking about chronic inflammatory process in the intestinal tract. Now, CBD, again, I talk about CBD being very important, and it plays an indirect role. But when you add CBD with beta-caryophyllene hits those receptors right on the cell walls that's controlling inflammation, and that combination would be completely ideal for people who have inflammatory processes in the intestinal tract. And so I would say that that's at the tip of the ice, that's at the top, rather, of nutritional protocol to treat inflammatory diseases of the GI tract.
What about skin problems, inflammatory conditions like psoriasis, atopic dermatitis, skin itch?
Mm-hmm. As I had mentioned earlier when we introduced the endocannabinoid system, and I said it's a massive series of receptors over every organ system, well, your skin is one of your largest organ systems in the body. And there is what we call a subcutaneous endocannabinoid system, where they have documented about 5 to 10 times more endocannabinoids found in the skin than there are in the brain. So there's a lot going on there. And there's a great paper in Trends in Pharmacology on the endocannabinoid system in the skin and health and disease. From a global perspective, your endocannabinoid system in the skin controls cell proliferation, differentiation, and immune competence. So, I can just tell you that I know oncologists are very interested in this area because abnormalities in cell proliferation and differentiation and immune competence are what skin cancers are all about.
Mm-hmm. And that was going to be my next question. Is there any applicability to cancer? Is that a bridge too far?
No, not at all. But just put that to the side for a second. If you disrupt the endocannabinoid system in the skin, it gives rise to three major areas that have good initial data to support their use topically. Number one, again, inflammation and pain. The fact that you have a lot of CB2 receptors in the skin and the CB2 receptor controls inflammatory cycling and pain signaling, again, this is a no-brainer. And you would want a product that has more than just CBD in it. As I said, the beta-caryophyllene hits those receptors, the CB2 ones, so, and CBD will do several other things indirectly. That's number one. But it's not just pain and inflammation of the joint and muscle. Any inflammatory processes of the skin, seborrhea, dermatitis, psoriasis, will benefit tremendously from topical application of a mix of phytocannabinoids, not just CBD. Then you look at the fact that certain phytocannabinoids interfere with melanolysis, age spots, so there's anti-aging aspects to it, brightening of the skin aspects to it, as it decreases age spots. And then we know that CBD strangles the sebaceous glands, and so there's anti-acne effects of topical application. So those are the three major areas that are of direct concern by a number of companies out there that either have launched or are in various stages of R&D to eventually launch into the marketplace.
for topicals. Would topicals be of any benefit for, you know, the weekend warrior, you know, the weekend warrior, sore muscles, you know, like after a workout? Would that would it be best to take internal hemp derived products?
All right. Well, so let's talk about the weekend warrior, and let's talk about the seasoned athletes and phytocannabinoids. Number one, WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, took CBD off their ban list, knowing that, A, it's incredibly important for a variety of reasons for neurological health. It reduces further damage to the brain after trauma. So in either combat sports or in full contact sports like football, it has tremendous applications. And then, as I spoke to you before about the fact that the endocannabinoid system maintains homeostasis and it's a system of recovery, well, what better aspect to helping an athlete perform better than to recover better? And so phytocannabinoids for the athlete are incredibly important for not only preventing damage, being anti-inflammatory, and then controlling adaptogenic homeostatic relationships as it relates to recovery after strenuous.
And can I just interject here? Is that I've been doing a little personal experiment. I've been taking a hemp oil derivative product, courtesy of you. Thank you, Carl, for sending me a sample. And I said, well, let me put it to the test, you know, because I like to work out. But, frankly, at 65, you know, I can only push myself so far. You know, I kind of push myself into the red zone. And, you know, I have a couple of down days where I just feel like, kind of crushed and muscles are aching. And, I just got to take it easy, which is good now and then, because, you got to listen to your body. But I said, let me see if there are any effects on my athletic performance. And what I noticed, two things, is that, I have better endurance. And endurance has a lot to do with, pain signals that you get from your muscles. And now that the weather is finally warm in New York, we had a terrible spring, I've been able to take some really glorious outdoor runs, way exceeding my indoor distance. And I thought to myself, okay, that's great, but you're going to be crushed. after that 5-mile run on hard pavement, you're going to pay the price. And I went to sleep, and I woke up the next morning, and I said, I test out my body, because, every morning, when you're our age, every morning is an adventure, right? You want to see how you feel. Yep. And, I kind of moved around. I said, I actually feel pretty good. And within half an hour, I said, I'm going to strap on my running shoes again, and I'm going to do another run. And, I have to say, I really suspect that my, in a subtle way, because it's not like, some, magic jungle juice, like anabolic steroids. But in a subtle way, I really think that I've had less pain, inflammation, and better recoveries.
Yeah, without a doubt. And getting back to your question about topical for the athlete or the weekend warrior, yes, I would recommend both oral administration as well as topical if there's certainly pain and inflammation related to the strenuous activity that they were involved in, because you can get immediate effects topically, and you can get the systemic effects that are longer lasting in terms of both recovery, anti-inflammatory, and also prevention of further damage if this was either combat or full contact type of sport, and you were banged around a little bit. So athletes will benefit both from oral as well as topical administration.
Wow. So in the remaining time, let's talk about, first of all, let's clear up issues related to legality, because I think a lot of people are under the misconception that this is illegal, illicit. What's the deal?
Yeah, at this point, there are a lot of things going on. As bizarre as the law is, as it exists today, and it will change, that to grow and process domestic industrial hemp is illegal to cross state lines. There have been states that have been granted rights under a pilot program for R&D purposes, and you got to stay within the state. Some trickles out, and it's questionable and a really gray area. And that's why importing it, it's a federal illegal import, and we're based out of Eastern Europe. Nevertheless, Mitch McConnell has put in a bill about 2 weeks ago to finally deregulate industrial hemp.
Maybe that's through the influence of his old buddy, John Boehner, who now is a marijuana advocate.
Yeah, it should never have been regulated in the first place. Industrial hemp does not have any appreciable amounts of any psychoactive compounds, and it is just a agricultural powerhouse. And so that's going on. If that gets passed, then everything gets fine here in terms of growing and processing and crossing state lines. Then you have characters out of Colorado and California pulling it out of marijuana and crossing state lines. That's illegal. Then you have real characters that are isolating CBD, 98-99% pure mm-hmm. crystals.
Right.
That's a drug, period.
Yeah.
And these are people who have no clue about the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which CBD as a single entity has not been in commerce prior to 1994, and B, you've got a pharmaceutical company that's producing drugs with isolated CBD. So this goes full circle around what I said before. We need to look at full spectrum botanical concentrates of hemp with a class of phytocannabinoids in it. And by the way, you're not going to get this from hemp seed oil. There are no phytocannabinoids in the seed. So the only other legal part of the plant right now, until laws change, are the stalk and the stem that you can pull from. And again, to be legal. Otherwise, you know, there's plenty of it in the leaf, flower, and bud, but it's hands-off right now from a legal standpoint.
But from the net effect, though, is that it is available to the public and, you know, through a variety of websites and even in health food stores, you can buy these products. So it's kind of a tortured legal limbo.
Well, because you have characters out there that A, don't understand the law. B, are coming into the health food trade for the very first time and don't care about the risks that retailers take by putting out products that are questionable from a legal standpoint. And until the government moves, either FDA or DEA, and they have done so in Indiana and a few other states, you know, it's kind of a free-for-all out there. But the dust will settle. You know, GW will get their IND approved any day now. And I think
the Sativex product. Yeah.
And Epidiolex, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the people who are making crystal CBD, which should never be on the market, it's a drug, will be the first that they'll go after. And then we'll see how things pan out. But right now, if you want to be comfortable with a federally legal material, look for multi-spectrum hemp oil concentrates rich in phytocannabinoids as a class, not just CBD.
Okay, so now let's focus on product selection. There's a gold rush going on, as you know, Carl, that this is going to be a huge, huge field. There's a frenzy to get products on the market. How can the consumer be assured of high quality products?
Well, you look at the reputation of the companies behind what's coming out. You have a lot of fly-by-nights that are dumping in oil from wherever, spot buying all over Europe, Asia, whatever. You don't even know what you're getting. I mean, then you look at reputable companies like Thorn Research, Terry Naturally, Europharma, Nature's Plus, Hemp Fusion. You know, these are companies that are taking the high road and that they are providing legal material and they're telling the right story. They're not putting CBD on their labels and, you know, and rightfully so, for both a scientific standpoint of why the whole family is important, so why single out one ingredient, and from a legal standpoint, why bang heads with the FDA when the FDA is saying CBD is not a dietary supplement, again, on its own, just as a single entity. So you look for the reputable companies out there and stay away from these fly-by-nights. They're just, it's just not, you know, you don't know what you're getting, and you don't know if you got good quality material as it is.
And Verdant Oasis, you know, the company that you're vice president of, that supplies the hemp oil. This is mostly in the form of capsules at this time. Or will there be a topical product that is going to be marketed through various companies? And by the way, I don't believe you buy directly through Verdant Oasis. I think that Verdant Oasis is the supplier to companies like the companies you mentioned, right?
Right. Yeah, that's right. We are a raw material supplier, and quite frankly, there are plenty of the good companies out there. And again, this is not to bash U.S. material and companies getting U.S. material or other companies. You know, just understand what the risks are, understand what the laws are, and understand what quality is. And again, stick with companies that you have a reputation with. Stick with companies that are reputable out there, because right now, it's a little bit of a wild, wild west, especially on the internet. You know, you don't know what you're getting and where they're getting it from. There are companies I know that are illegally spiking hemp seed oil with the crystal CBD. I mean, that's not what you want anyway. You need a good full spectrum material that represents a nice fingerprint of what naturally occurs in the plant. Those are the criteria I would use.
Great. Okay, so what's our take-home message for today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast? Where can people obtain more information about you and about CBD? Or I use CBD as a again as a blanket term. I got to get out of the habit because we really should be talking about cannabinoids.
Yeah. Well, look, there are some good sites like ProjectCBD.org. It's more educational. I could be contacted directly at 914-671-7016, or my email address is Germano, G-E-R-M-A-N-O, at attglobal.net. And I can be of help that way.
Great. Well, look, I very much look forward to hearing about your new reflections and innovations. By the way, you are the sort of the parent of Ipraflavone. I remember you rolling it out back in the 90s. That was 20 years ago. But could you say just a couple of words about Ipraflavone?
Incidentally? Yeah, it was an interesting time because I was with Solgar at the time, and we were purchased by American Home Products, Wyeth, the largest producers of estrogen, and the subtitle of that book was featuring Ipraflavone, Nature's Answer to Estrogen. And that already, there was a red flag raised for my head, even though I walked away from Big Pharma back then anyway. But Ipraflavone is a natural isoflavone derivative, these isoflavones that you find in soy, what have you. But the interesting aspect about Ipraflavone is similar to what I talked about the endocannabinoid system, and that this compound affects osteoclasts and osteoblasts just like what estrogen does in terms of bone health. And so without the deleterious effects of estrogen, you have a natural compound that has a direct effect on stimulating osteoblasts, the cells that build up bone, and keeping osteoclast activity at bay, osteoclasts that break down bone. So Ipraflavone with phytocannabinoids are a must for anybody who is addressing bone health, osteoporosis.
Okay. Well, the Ipraflavone story panned out well 20 years later, and I really suspect that you're onto something with the hemp oil derivatives in 2018. Because I think it's really going to revolutionize the supplement industry, and you've been really at the tip of the spear in terms of popularizing this and interpreting the science. So I thank you very much for sharing with our listeners. Carl Germano, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, and be well.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.